etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are here presenting the program Islamic Etiquette. In this program, we hear about something from the beautiful teachings of Islam and about such actions which we have been ordered or motivated to perform. We also learn from the blessed sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we also listen to the sayings of the pious saints. Today, the topic of our program is immensely important action. In the Holy Quran and Hadith, the command to perform this action is frequently given, and it is essential for every Muslim that he makes it compulsory for himself. The topic for our program today is repentance. We are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. Allah Almighty is our owner, and we are his bondsmen. And for a bondsman, what is appropriate is that he remains bowed in the court of his owner. And when he commits a mistake, he should admit his mistake in the court of his Lord and seek forgiveness. Before discussing our topic for today, which is excellence of repentance, let's listen to the excellence of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Recite durood upon me, because your recitation of durood upon me will be light for you on the day of judgment." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, first, let's listen to the definition of repentance. When a person learns that a sin causes a big loss and a sin is the obstacle between the person and his beloved, he feels remorseful for committing that sin and makes the intention that I will give up that sin. I will not commit that sin in the future, and I will try to make up for the loss which occurred in my actions because of that sin. This overall condition of the person is called repentance. The collection of awareness, remorse, and intention is repentance, but sometimes each of three is also considered repentance. While commanding his bondsman to perform repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha." Translation from Kanzul Iman, "O believers, repent to Allah with such repentance which becomes advice for the future." Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states, "Under this verse, sincere repentance is that whose impact appears in the action of the one who performs repentance. His life becomes blessed with obedience and worship, and he constantly refrains from sins." Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and other holy companions Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in have said, "Sincere repentance is that after which a person does not go back to that sin, just like milk does not go back into the udders." In another place in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, "وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ."
Translation from Kanzul Iman, "And those who, when they adopt indecency or wrong themselves, remember Allah, then seek forgiveness for their sins, and who can forgive other than Allah? And they do not knowingly persist in their transgression. These are the people whose reward is forgiveness from their Lord and gardens beneath which rivers are flowing, residing therein forever. And how excellent is the reward of those who do good. Under the commentary of this verse, in Siratul Jinan, it is stated, the attributes of the abstinent are being described here. Another attribute is stated that if they commit a major sin or minor sin, they immediately remember Allah Almighty and repent of the sins. They feel remorseful of their sin and give it up and firmly resolve to refrain from it in the future and do not repeat their sin. And that are the conditions of accepted repentance. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, as it is stated in the verse that where Allah Almighty described the attributes of the abstinent, one of the attributes is that they perform repentance in abundance. Whenever they commit a sin, they return to the court of the Lord Azza wa Jal and perform repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Translation from Kanzun Iman, indeed, Allah loves those who repent abundantly and loves those who purify themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives those who performs repentance by His mercy, no matter however many sins the bondmen have committed. But when he returns to the court of the Lord Azza wa Jal, weeps in his court and expresses his repentance, expresses his remorse, that Lord Azza wa Jal is so generous, is so gracious, that he does not let his bondsmen return empty-handed. Rather, he accepts his repentance. There is an immensely beautiful narrative about a person of Bani Israel, which is stated in a hadith as well. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, there was a person in Bani Israel who had murdered 99 people, and then he went out to ask whether his repentance could be accepted or not. He went to a priest and asked him, is it possible to repent of that sin? The priest replied, no. He murdered the priest as well. Then he asked another person. He said, you should go to so-and-so village where pious people live. You should perform repentance with them. He started heading towards that village, but he had not reached half the way when his death occurred. The angels of mercy and the angels of punishment began to argue about who would take his soul. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the village where he was going to perform repentance to get close to the dead body, and the other village from where he had departed to go away from his dead body. Then Allah Almighty said to the angels, now measure the distance of the villages from the dead body. Count him amongst the people of the village which is at a shorter distance from him. When the distance was measured, they found that the village where he was going to perform repentance closer to his dead body by a handspan, and he was forgiven. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this narrative in the hadith, we learn that Allah Almighty becomes so pleased with the person who intends and resolves to perform repentance that he grants him salvation. He was the person who had only intended to perform repentance. He had not still performed repentance, rather he merely intended to perform repentance. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him closer to his beloved bondsmen, and the angels kept him amongst the people who were in the mercy of Allah Almighty. He definitely committed a lot of sins, but he had hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. We should also return to the court of Allah Almighty if we commit a sin. The most gracious will show his generosity and he will forgive our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who performs repentance, as it is mentioned in a hadith that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, Allah Almighty loves the one who performs repentance and the Muslim who is suffering from an ordeal. So then Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, every human makes error, and the best sinner are those who perform repentance. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are human and make errors because of human nature, but those who perform repentance after committing sins are the best people, as it is said in the hadith. So then Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the person who regularly seeks forgiveness, Allah Almighty rids him of every grief and makes a way to get rid of every hardship and grants him sustenance from the place which he does not even imagine. In short, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the person who performs repentance attains only benefits And Allah Almighty loves such a person. And the person who performs repentance gets closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we commit a sin, we should try to bow our heads to our Lord and seek forgiveness from Him. That Lord is most gracious and forgives all of our sins. Let's listen to some key points, some Madani pearls about repentance. Repenting of every sin immediately is wajib upon every Muslim in every condition. In other words, after becoming aware of the sin, feeling remorseful about it and resolving not to commit it in the future. Feeling remorseful of the past sin and regretting it is also wajib, and the scholars of the Ummah are agreed on the essentiality of repentance. How should we perform repentance and what is the method? Ala Hazrat, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Maulana Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states about it. Allah Almighty has made sincere repentance such a decent thing that it is sufficient to compensate for every sin. There is no such sin which remains after sincere repentance, nor even associating something with Allah Almighty and disbelief. Sincere repentance means that a person feels remorseful of a sin and immediately gives it up because it was disobedience to his Lord, and wholeheartedly resolves not to go close to that sin in the future and does whatever he can to compensate for it. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, for example, if a person repented of missing prayers or fasts or usurping something or committing theft or taking bribes or usury, it is not sufficient to give up these crimes in the future. Rather, in addition to this, it is also necessary to make up for the prayers and fasts which he missed and return the wealth which he snatched, stole, or took as bribes or usury to their owners, and if they are not alive, then to their heirs, or have it forgiven. Rather, in addition to this, it is also necessary to make up for the prayers and fasts which he missed and return the wealth which he snatched, stole, or took as a bribe or usury to their owners, or if they are not alive, to their inheritors, or have it forgiven. If he does not come to know about it, he should give that wealth in charity and keep the intention in his heart that if he finds those people and they do not agree with the charity, he will pay them back from his pocket. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, whenever we commit a sin, we should immediately perform repentance. We should not delay repentance because we don't know when our life is going to be over. Therefore, whenever we commit a sin, we should immediately seek forgiveness from our Lord Azza wa Jalla. And generally, there are something which causes a delay in repentance. Let's learn some of those things and get rid of those causes. Generally, one of the causes that the person is heedless of the consequences of the sin. He's not attentive to the point that his sin might cause his destruction and the Lord Azza wa Jal might become displeased because of this sin. The solution is that a person should make up his mind and think, relying upon the advice of merely a single doctor, I give up many things despite their pleasure to avoid a harm. Is it not ignorant that I gave up pleasures because of a warning by a person, but I don't give up the impermissible desires of my nafs while believing in the promise of punishment by the creator of the entire universe? Sometimes we're deceived regarding the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-forgiving and the most merciful. We rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will not punish us. The solution to this is that the person should think about the fact that no Muslim may have doubt in the fact that Allah Almighty is the most merciful, the most generous, but just like these two attributes of His, the ever-dominating and compeller are also the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also proven from the Holy Quran and Hadith that some Muslim will also enter hell for a period of time. Then what is the guarantee of the point that those Muslims would be afflicted with the punishment of the Lord Azza wa Jal and be thrown into hell, but I will be showered with the continuous mercy of Lord Azza wa Jal and I would admit it into paradise? Therefore, a person should have hope in the mercy of Allah Almighty as well as his fear in his heart. The personality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the personality because of whom Allah Almighty will forgive the sins of the people in the past and in the future. Committing a sin is impossible for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Despite this, how frequently the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would perform repentance. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, I did not sit with a person who performed more repentance than the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would do. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was free from sins. Even then, teaching the Ummah, for the learning of the Ummah, he would seek forgiveness. So then Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that he did not see a person who would perform more repentance than the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would do. We are his ummati and definitely commit many sins. But how often, how frequent do we seek forgiveness? How often do we perform repentance? Just think about it and make the intention that we will never disobey the Lord Azza wa Jal and never go close to a sin. If we commit a sin, we will immediately perform repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will try to refrain from that sin in the future, inshallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to refrain from sins and include us in the bondsmen who perform repentance in his court. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.